This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Synchromune. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
It's your Pratt Pack. I am so excited about this next hour, Synchromune. We're going to tell you all about it. We have Dr. Charles Link, who is the chairman of this incredible brand, and he joins us now, the Metropolitan Window video screen. You can see him and hear him stream live by going to kdkradio.com and click on KDKA Watch. Doc, good evening. Great to have you on KDK this evening, sir.
Great to have you. Great to see you and hear you, I guess I should say, Kendi.
Well, let me tell you why I'm so excited about this. You know, my dear friend, who was the man behind Coons Market, passed away a couple of years ago from prostate cancer. And I spent a lot of time at the Hillman Cancer Centers with him for transfusions and treatment. And Elsie Hillman is a friend going way, way back. And I just am so excited about this partnership and what you are doing. And I have seen so many people, especially men of my age, a little younger, a little older, dealing with prostate. And when I was watching some YouTube videos and getting ready for the show, your own immune system is such a great defender of who you are. And this is how you're making all of this happen. So let's do the deep dive and get started right away. And tell them about Synchromune. What is your mission? Go ahead, sir.
We're a company that's really based, founded upon the principle that you can activate the immune system to go out throughout the body and destroy cancer itself. And that's really the core technology. The lead project is really focused on prostate cancer, but it's a technology that potentially could apply to many different types of cancer over time. We're a small biotech company that's really kind of trying to create a new path for immunotherapy for cancer.
Listen, if you live long enough, and I also do a medical show with AHN on Monday nights, more times than not, men are going to end up with prostate cancer. But why has it become so devastating in recent years, such an uptick? I could be here all night telling you how many people I know that are dealing with it. So why the uptick, do you think, sir?
Yeah, roughly 1 in 6, 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer in their lifetime. Some people think if you live long enough, you almost always can get it because of the abnormalities that just happen naturally in the aging of the prostate gland that lead to the cancer. Mm-hmm. But there's a whole sort of range of cancers from very mild to very severe. And it looks like the cancer screening has been very effective using PSA tests and using imaging technologies to look at the prostate. So we're finding a lot more prostate cancers earlier than we used to. So the overall numbers of prostate cancers is, you know, over 200,000 patients a year being diagnosed now in the United States.
Listen, I go back 20 years ago when the treatment was rather radical and obviously left men reeling after. And then we've gone through the seeds, radiation, obviously surgery. Yeah. But what I love what you're doing, you're basically letting what God gave you do the work for you. So you've developed something called SyncT. Please tell the audience what SyncT is all about and how does it work?
So the concept here is that for the immune system to be effective and fight cancer, it needs basically three things. One is it needs to have immune cells, which are really important. These are a type of white blood cells. The technical term for them is T cells. And these types of white blood cells are the ones that can go in the bloodstream and find cancer and destroy it throughout the body. But they have to be activated to recognize the specific cancer and attack it. So the key is activating the T cells. So the other components it needs is it needs proteins that come from the cancer to provide an antigen. Basically, you can think of it like a vaccine. So the proteins from the cancer, if you can activate the T cells, these white blood cells, against that protein, then you have an effectiveness. The problem is that in cancer patients, the cancer cells actively defend against the immune system. You can think of it like a castle. A castle has the castle itself, and then has a wall around the castle, then has a moat around the castle, then has an army defending the cancer. Well, the cancer has multiple different steps that it blocks the immune system from attacking the cancer, even though the cancer makes abnormal proteins from mutation that are abnormal, that should be destroyed by the immune system. It has all these defense mechanisms. So the third component that you need is you need drugs to attack each one of those components. So to break down the castle wall, cross the moat, defeat the army in front of the castle, to be able to get in and attack the cancer with the immune system. So SynchroImmune and the synchronization concept, the idea is to synchronize the location of the tumor proteins, the antigens, the immune cells, the white blood cell, the T cell, and the drugs that change and act and block the defense of the castle, defense of the cancer from the immune system, all at the same time in the same place.
You know,
that's the core of the technology.
Dr. Charles Link with us, SynchroImmune. He's the chairman joining us tonight, and we're going to tell you how you can contact them and what they're doing right now with amazing folks at UPMC and the Hillman Cancer Center. But what I love about this is the fact that, you know, a much better way than to go with chemotherapy, which is great, and radiation, but that can really do a number on the body. And this is something that really is your God-given immune system. And it is amazing what the body can do on its own. Right, Doc?
It sure can. You know, we've treated now in this initial treatment 15 patients that had advanced prostate cancer. They had prostate cancer that had spread from the prostate gland. It became metastatic, spread to other locations in the body, in the abdomen, in the lymph nodes, and in the bones. In that circumstance, it's most patients in that circumstance are not curable. There are therapies that can prolong their life, sometimes for multiple years, 5 years, 6, 7 years in some patients. But when it escapes local control, it's a real problem. And so we're really focused on that group of patients that are in that toughest circumstance to use this technology.
You know, clinical trials, I'm a big believer in them. Just your thoughts about why they're such a positive thing. Then we're going to come back and talk about your clinical trial with UPMC and obviously what your hopes and dreams and goals are. But talk about why clinical trials are so important, please.
Yes. The way that it works in drug development for cancer and new anti-cancer therapies is patients have to be brave and volunteer for new therapies before they've been proven to work. So there's a whole group of patients that are sort of like heroes and volunteer to participate in the trials. Sometimes they benefit from the trials and sometimes they don't. But those trials are all based on trying to get new therapies for something that's untreatable. So if you had an untreatable type of cancer or an advanced type of cancer, the patients that take that chance, that opportunity to try these new therapies first, often can be the ones that benefit when breakthrough.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Does occur. And so we encourage patients that if there aren't good alternatives for treatment, that as opposed to giving up, if they feel like they want to keep trying, that they try experimental therapy. And that's done very rigorously and very carefully through approval of the FDA process that is sort of very strict to help protect patients to the, as much as you possibly can, but give them a chance to try new things. And basically all the breakthroughs that have come in cancer have come because of clinical investigators and physicians and nurses who designed these trials and patients that were brave enough to volunteer to get access to some of these new therapies that, come along.
All right, we're going to come back.
They're a critical component.
Sounds good.
Participating.
We're going to come back with Dr. Charles Link. He is the chairman of Synchromune. You can find out more at synchromune.com. That's SynchroMune.com. We'll tell you all about this clinical trial with the good folks at UPMC's Hillmer Cancer Center. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. Back with more of your Pittsburgh Works program for this Tuesday night with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back with your Pratt Pack on a Tuesday night, Pittsburgh Works. Synchromune, their chairman, Dr. Charles Link, joining us, and he is in the Metropolitan Window video screen right now as well. You can hear him and, listen to this stream live, kdkradio.com, by clicking on KDKA Watch. All right, Doc, let's talk about, very intriguing here, you started a new clinical trial called Legion 100 with a site at UPMC's Hillman Cancer Center. Tell me a little bit about it, please.
I'm particularly excited that we opened up a treatment center for the clinical trial in Pittsburgh. I grew up about 50 miles from Pittsburgh, down in Belair, Ohio, right across from Wheeling, West Virginia, son of a steelworker myself. So the Ohio Valley is home down there around Pittsburgh. We're opening up about 40 different centers across the United States, and Pittsburgh was one of the first centers that we opened through the University of Pittsburgh and Dr. Len Applebaum there. The clinical trial basically is for patients with advanced prostate cancer who have failed hormonal therapy. So prostate cancer is very dependent on testosterone, and there's medications that are given to lower testosterone and basically starve that growth factor from the cancer, and that can cause dramatic remissions with hormonal therapy. And that can work for years in some patients, but once the tumor recurs, it's very difficult to control and to treat. And the alternatives are either radiation therapy or chemotherapy. Our hope is to get a better outcome than that, hopefully using immune therapy to stimulate your own immune system to send white blood cells around the blood, your body, and destroy the cancer where it lies. And that's where the technology comes from that we're working on.
Go ahead, Doc. Finish your thought.
Yeah, it's a very simple outpatient procedure. You would come in to the doctor's office, and you would basically have a needle placed into the tumor, and that infuses the SYNC-T technology into the tumor to activate the white blood cells, which then sprout up inside the body, circulate, and destroy the tumor, hopefully.
So long-term, what are you really hoping for? I'm sure good news, good results, but long-term, big picture, sir.
Yeah, one of the critical things here is that although there are salvage treatments in patients that fail hormonal therapy, they really don't have curative intent, in that it's very difficult for patients to beat the disease when it's spread and they fail hormonal therapy. So it's a very tough situation for patients. Our hope is that we get patients into long-term remissions, God willing, cures in the future. It's too early to say that right now. But we believe that when you activate the immune system and create the immune system as its own surveillance system, if the cancer tries to come back, the immune system would rev up and try to destroy the cancer again. So that's the hope for the technology. And I think there's a lot of promise based on the initial results that we have that are encouraging to do this more and try to make that kind of difference in people's lives.
Legion100trial.com to learn more or call 1-888-636-5344. 1-888-633-4-5-3-4-4. By the way, I used to do play-by-play sports down there in Bel Air and Cambridge and Zanesville.
Oh, did you?
Steubenville.
Yeah.
So I know that part of the country very well. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
All right. Immunotherapy these days.
The old OVAC. I remember it well.
Absolutely. Buckeye 8 now. By the way, drugs that help the immune system fight cancer. So how does SYNC-T fit into that story, Dr. Link?
Yes. So there has been a new revolution that's happened over the last 15 to 18 years in cancer, led by a, a, a group of scientists, especially Jim Allison, one of the top minds in the world, and he won a Nobel Prize for developing drugs that were antibodies that you give in the vein intravenously, and those antibodies can activate the immune system in some subgroups of patients. So about 20 to 25% of cancer patients, if you give this type of drug, just that single one antibody intravenously can create an immune response that can effectively treat some cancers, and in some cases, cure patients of cancer. In particular with malignant melanoma, which used to be the lethal form of skin cancer that was untreatable. And so this was a tremendous breakthrough. The problem is if you try to put more than one of these antibodies together, it can cause autoimmunity. It can make the body's own system react and attack itself. Like somebody with lupus or other types of, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, where the immune system attacks the body. And so that's been very tough to do. We found that by using very small doses, much smaller than an intravenous dose, and putting it directly into the tumor and the lymph nodes right next to the tumor, that you can get much lower exposures throughout the body of the antibodies. And so you can get the immune stimulating effect and the unblocking of the immune suppression effect without the toxicity. So we're trying to do two things. We're trying to get multiple components in at the same time. Mm-hmm. And the drug that we're using actually has four different components in one drug. So it's a four-in-one drug. So you're hitting four different mechanisms to activate the immune system. And by doing it locally, getting very low exposure throughout the body of those drugs, and they're thus far in the first 15 patients, very low toxicity, which has been very encouraging.
You know, you were talking about the therapy being delivered directly into the tumor. So I've been around a little bit where they've used ultrasound, sports medicine to, you know, inject people and things of that nature. Is there some similarities there, Doc?
There is. In fact, basically, it's the same technique that a urologist, you know, a prostate specialist physician would use to put a needle in the tumor to do a biopsy of the prostate. Once you put the needle in, the needle actually doesn't move. The end of the needle has a freezing tip that freezes part of the tumor and shatters it open to release its proteins. Think of a Coke bottle going into the freezer and breaking and rupturing. Mm-hmm. So that happens at the tip of the needle. And then without moving the needle, the drug with its four-in-one components is infused into the tumor and into the lymph nodes next to the tumor. And that now synchronizes the drug, the tumor proteins, and the immune cells same time at the same place. That creates the T cell, the type of white blood cell that goes throughout the bloodstream and destroys the tumor in other locations. So it basically educates it, cancer proteins are bad, go find them and destroy them wherever you find them in the body.
So that's the synchronization location. Is that what you're talking about?
Synchronization, exactly.
All right, so we've got about a minute before the break. Synchromune.com to find out more. I'm going to give you the number as well. Are you looking for people to be in this trial? Can people participate?
Yes, so we're actively enrolling patients in the trial. The phase two trial is open, the Legion 100 trial, and screening for patients right now. Several patients have already been treated at the University of Pittsburgh. So the trial is underway. It's too early to know what the results yet are going to be in the trial because it takes a few months to get responses and that sort of stuff. But we're super excited, and Pittsburgh's up and running, and they're doing a great job. Really strong cancer center at the University of Pittsburgh. I mean, it's, you know, National Comprehensive Cancer Center, and has some of the best clinical minds you're going to find anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, no doubt. And you being from the Ohio Valley, and I spent 20 years there, I'm kind of excited about Trinity Healthcare and UPMC. That's really going to help that part of the country, is it not, sir?
No doubt. We're excited about it.
All right. Let me get a break in here. We'll come back. Really interesting stuff tonight. He's the chairman at Synchromune. He is Dr. Charles Link. Here is that number again. It's first off, let me give you the website, legion100trial.com, legion100trial.com, 1-888-634-5344. That number again. And they are right now taking people for this clinical trial, UPMC Hillman Cancer Center, 1-888-636-5344. Two more segments to go. Still a lot of stuff to get into, so I hope you'll stay with us. He's Dr. Charles Link. It's your Pratt Pack tonight on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Paul Alexander up with that news update in 2 minutes, and we'll get right back at it tonight. Stay with us.
The following is paid for by Synchromune.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, he is back with us. Dr. Charles Link. He is the chairman at Synchromune. We're discussing what they're doing with this clinical trial. By the way, you can visit Legion100Trial.com. That's Legion100Trial.com or call 1-888-634-5344, 1-888-634-5344. Before we talk about some encouraging signs, it's always about preventative, and we remind people to get regular checkups, especially dealing with such an issue as prostate cancer. Just some of the warning signs, because this kind of does go undetected unless you get, you know, some tests done, blood work and things of that nature. Talk about what maybe people should be looking for to possibly suspect that they are dealing with an issue. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think that prostate cancer can present locally several different ways. Usually, unfortunately, it's asymptomatic, which is where the blood tests and PSA screening can come into play with your regular physical. Sometimes you can get blood in the urine, so that's something you should always be really aware of. Any localized pain or pain when you urinate would be an important symptom to really pay attention to. In patients that have later stage disease, you can get pain in bones or pain in a joint that persists and doesn't go away. That would be the kind of stuff that you'd be worried about.
You know, one of the things going back to the early treatment, a lot of folks suffered from not being able to control their bladder, sexual performance, things of that nature. So this has to be some real encouraging stuff. And then we'll talk about other signs you've seen. But what you must be witnessing right now is fascinating, Doc.
Yes. Really, prostate cancer falls into two groups. The local treatment, where the vast majority of patients are cured, and that's typically done either by surgery or radiation therapy, and more recently with very localized targeted therapies. We're really dealing with patients where the tumor has spread in the body and become metastatic, and it's a much more dangerous situation to the patient. And when you fail hormonal therapy, which is the block.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The testosterone, then you really need to try some of these new therapies, in our opinion. And the immune system is one that might be able to do it without damaging and causing a lot of problems the way that radiation does or the way the chemotherapy does that we're all sort of familiar with. A lot of the problems with those types of therapies, although you can get benefit, they come at a significant cost.
Well, this is why what you're doing is so important, because I think sometimes it gets lost in the translation, but I've seen it firsthand. This can be a deadly cancer, can it not?
It sure can. It kills over 20,000 men a year in the United States, unfortunately. What we've done in the before this Legion 100 trial, which is called a phase 2 trial, sort of the second phase of treatment, of testing, we did a phase 1 trial, sort of a first in human being trial. And we treated 15 men that had advanced prostate cancer, meaning that it had spread, 13 out of the 15 men had spread to the bones, but it had spread outside the prostate. And we treated them with the SYNC-T technology. And of those 15 men, 8 out of the 15 went into complete remission, and 87% of them responded to the therapy. And we're almost 2 years out, and a number of the patients that went into complete remission have not recurred. So we're seeing a very strong initial signal of activity. Now, this is an early study. It has to be repeated in a lot more patients, which is really what the phase two trial is about. The phase two trial that we're doing now, the Legion 100 trial, is going to enroll about 60 patients across the U.S., giving them the exact same therapy. The way the therapy is done is you get it once a month. You come into the clinic. They sort of make you groggy, and they do the procedure. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour, and you go home. That's kind of all there is to it. So the side effects thus far have been pretty mild. Generally, the patients can sometimes feel like they have a little bit of the flu symptoms for a few days after the procedure. But there's been no severe toxicity and no that's autoimmune in nature, meaning that your immune system gets activated and starts attacking your body. That was severe. And so we're super excited about that, that we seem to be having good clinical activity, tumors regressing. Our champion actually was a patient who was actually a physician who had got prostate cancer at a fairly young age. And he developed widely metastatic disease, had more than 50 lesions in his body, and all the lesions disappeared. And he's still in remission now, about 2 years later. So very encouraging initial signs in this trial. You do have to sort of be in a specific situation where you haven't had too much prior therapy that's beat your body up too much. Mm-hmm. So ideally, it's patients that have recurred and progressed after failing hormonal therapy. And the group there at the Pittsburgh Cancer Center, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, can basically take you through the criteria and evaluate you. So if you go to the Legion100trial.com website, it has a phone number there, and you can sort of call and make contact and get funneled into the center that's closest to you. And obviously in the Pittsburgh area, that would be the University of Pittsburgh.
So the thing that you just said moments ago, because I've always considered this, someone like my age, an older person's disease, but young men can get this too, sir?
Yeah, it can happen. It happens sometimes in your 50s. The median age is in late 60s, typically. And the older you get, the higher the incidence of prostate cancer. Some people joke that maybe you'll get prostate cancer eventually. Because hormonal therapy can be very effective for a number of years, if you're in your mid-80s and you get prostate cancer, it's actually more likely that you'll die of just natural causes of aging, like a stroke or heart attack or something else will happen to you before the prostate cancer is the problem. When you're younger, obviously that's not the case, and that you can have, you know, 20 or 30 years of more life. And so it becomes particularly dire once the tumor is spread outside the prostate and become metastatic.
All right, let me give you the website again. It is legion100trial.com, legion100trial.com. And he alluded to this number earlier, and I'll give it to you, 1-888-636-5344, 1-888-634-5344. Synchromune, he is the chairman, synchromune.com. Before we come back and do the once-over, big picture, if this thing really goes in the right direction, this could be a real game changer, could it not, Doc?
This is the best project I've ever had an opportunity to work on in my career. And I've been at this 30 plus years doing clinical trials and trying to treat patients with untreatable cancers. And we've been part of a number of drugs, new drugs getting approved. This could be a general strategy in terms of direction for the cancer field that we hope might end up working in many different situations. And so we're going to try it not just in prostate cancer, but we're going to spread this out to 5 or 6 new diseases within about a year from now. But we're really focused on the prostate cancer project right now.
You know, we all talk about the battles that we face every day, but because of modern medicine, we're learning that the immune system that we all have fights a whole lot more heavier battles every day than we do, right?
It sure does. It sure does. It sure does.
All right. One more segment with this incredible human being. I'm really enjoying this show tonight, learning a lot. And as I told you earlier on social media and on the radio the last couple of days, this is an hour you don't want to miss. And again, we'll podcast this for you, too. You can go to kdkradio.com and listen to it if you're just kind of connecting to us now. Again, we'll be back with our final segment with Dr. Charles Link. Synchromune, synchromune.com in just a couple of moments. It's your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. K. KDKA.
Dr. Charles Link, one more segment, Metropolitan Window video screen. You can click on kdkradio.com and click on KDK Watch. You can see him and listen to the stream live. And of course, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, you need to, or also get that Audacy app. It's a free app, and download it on your phone, AUDACY. And of course, the traditional way, KDK 100.1 FM, AM 1020. So what's next for this clinical trial, Dr. Link, and Synchromune? Go ahead, sir.
Yes, so we're expanding the number of treatment sites across the United States. We're currently open in 5 sites, and we're going to open a total of 40 to 50 sites across the U.S. And the idea is to enroll these 60 patients and evaluate them for response. We're actually comparing multiple dose, different dose levels to see which one might be the most effective, hoping that we're going to be able to reproduce the very encouraging initial results we got in the first 15 patients. We really are about sort of teaching different groups of physicians, including the group at the University of Pittsburgh, sort of how the technique works and how easy it is to do in the clinic for patients. And it's about sort of accumulating more data. The FDA wants to see more results and more data, more evaluation of safety, and more evaluation of how well it works.
So I have to ask you, how in the world did this end up on your doorstep? Where was it in your journey in this incredible business of medicine that you went, I think we're onto something here?
Yeah, there was a physician named Dr. Williams, who was an interventional radiologist, and he was trying various combinations of drugs being given into tumors. And when he started working with these immune modifying molecules into tumors, started to show some profound effects in some patients. And so we basically, myself and another friend of mine, started this company to basically raise capital to be able to do this in a really formal process under FDA review. And that's basically what the company is founded on. You basically need new medicines for each one of the components to put together the 4-in-1 drug. And then, you have to write a protocol and submit it to the FDA for approval, all this sort of stuff. It's sort of the application is thousands and thousands of pages long to start a trial like this, to do it safely in humans. But, getting out of the bed in the morning and think, gee, let's go out and try to cure some cancer, that's kind of a fun morning to get up and roll out of bed to do as your job. And we usually get pretty excited around here about what we're doing. But, it's done very carefully and very thoughtfully. It's very patient-centered. Patients have to be fully informed of everything. And, we do our best to help them.
This is a very tough cancer when it gets to the point that you're dealing with. But there are so many of these that they call them silent killers: breast cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer. It's nice to know that there is an opportunity to fight this dreaded disease, something that can kind of go unnoticed until it's almost too late, right?
That's correct. I think that when nothing is working anymore, it's really important that we try to provide hope to patients. And the hope really is in this clinical research, where you keep trying to break the envelope and get new treatments, new remissions, new cures, things that weren't done before. And that's really why a lot of the physician scientists like myself get really excited about what we're doing, because, in a clinic, there's certain groups of patients that are untreatable. It's very frustrating as an oncologist. It's very hard for the families. It's very hard for the patient, what they're going through. And we want to do better and keep striving to do better. So we're going to keep trying and working hard at this project.
Now, you're doing noble work, and I'm proud to have you on the air tonight. If you can, in 2 minutes, just summarize.
Thank you, Andy.
Summarize what you're doing and how people can plug in. Then I'll give them some information at the end. But just talk a little bit about Synchromune.
So we really believe fundamentally that the immune system can effectively treat cancer if you educate the immune system properly. So the technology, SyncT technology, educates the immune system to create your own immune cells to go throughout your body and start destroying the cancer in different locations. In our initial trial of 15 patients, we've shown very encouraging results, including patients that have gone into complete remission and that seem to be staying there for quite a period of time right now. So we're super excited about the initial results, and we really believe that in general, the immune system can be trained even more effectively to fight cancer. So we're really in that next sort of wave of trying to make the immune system more effective.
And you are looking for people to be a part of this trial, correct?
Right now. Right now, we're looking for patients.
All right, let me give you the information that you can plug in to find out everything that they are doing at Synchromune. It's legion100trial.com, legion100trial.com, or phone 1-888-636-5344, 1-888-636-5344. That's 1-888-636-5344. We'll end on this note. I tell my audience all the time, whether it's social media or here on the radio, we are fortunate to live in this place that is the tri-state. And when you have people like UPMC doing the research that they're doing, it's off the chart. So just end on that and how fortunate we are to be a part of that brand. Go ahead.
Yes, we're working with the University of Pittsburgh team, Dr. Appleman and the gang there, and they are superb. They're very careful, very astute clinical people, the nursing staff there, the physicians, the data managers, first-class care. They are very patient-centric. They really focus on what's good for the patient. How can we help this person today? They really listen to the patient. And we are thrilled that they wanted to be a big part of this trial. Yeah. One of our top enrolling sites right now. So we're really excited to have them on board.
Yeah, University of Pittsburgh and UPMC, that's a winning combination. And I've been to those, all three Hillman centers, and they are such caring people who go
it's
above.
Fantastic, yeah. But
they, I'm telling you, they go above and beyond. And pretty good food, too, I might add, hanging out. Good people. All right. Doc,
I've had it.
I'm telling you, it's good. Hey, thank you so much and continued success, and feel free to
thank
come
you,
back.
Thank you, Candy. Appreciate your time very much.
All right, come back
have
anytime.
A great evening.
You bet. Come back anytime. All right, news coming up next with Paul. Then we're going to dive into some of the headlines of the day. It's your Pratt Pack tonight on KDKA. Good evening.
The proceeding was paid for by Synchromune. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.